San Juan is one of the more accessible ports on a Caribbean itinerary. The pier sits at the edge of Old San Juan, and the colonial streets begin within 10 minutes of walking in any direction. There is enough here for a full day, and the only practical question is whether to spend it in the historic center or use the long opening hours for shopping that is harder to find elsewhere on a Caribbean itinerary. Most crew end up doing a measure of both. Plaza Las Americas is the most common first stop, and the reason has been consistent for decades. It opened in 1968 and remains the largest mall in the Caribbean. The selection of U.S. brands is wide, the prices are generally fair, and for crew restocking electronics, clothing, or anything beyond what the cruise ship carries, the plaza is the most efficient use of a few hours in San Juan. Shuttle arrangements to the mall vary by company and itinerary. Some ships run a dedicated bus, others leave it to crew to find their own way. As far as I know, it is worth checking with the crew office on embarkation day rather than assuming either way. When no shuttle is provided, the public bus runs from near the port and is cheap, though some routes will not accept anything other than quarters, so it is worth carrying a few. Taxis are an option for crew short on time. There is one consequence of Puerto Rico status that any casino dealer or other crew considering applying ashore should know about in advance. Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, and the casino visible from the pier operates within the same legal framework as any casino on the mainland. The operation runs in English, on American standards, and the application process sits inside U.S. labor law. Working there requires the same paperwork as working in any U.S. state. A green card, or a U.S. work visa, is the minimum threshold. A tourist visa, or the standard C1/D crew visa, does not qualify, and the HR office will turn applicants away politely. For crew who do have the right paperwork, San Juan can be a sensible base for a future contract, with pay scales comparable to the mainland. A day spent in Old San Juan itself does not need a plan. The cobbled streets are short, the elevations are mild, and a coffee at one of the cafes near the cathedral, with the door open onto the street, is a good use of an afternoon. For crew with the energy for a longer route, the loop from the pier up through Calle del Cristo and along the seafront on Paseo de la Princesa covers most of the visual character of the old city in about an hour and a half. Stop wherever something looks interesting. Safety is a question that comes up often with new crew, and it is worth thinking about regardless of how many Caribbean ports a crew member has done. Old San Juan and the tourist corridor are safe during the day for anyone with normal city instincts. The thing to know is that as soon as you leave the historic center and move into the residential neighborhoods that surround it, the picture can change quickly, especially after dark. The standing advice is to stick to streets where you can see other foot traffic, avoid wandering into unfamiliar areas at night, and treat local warnings about specific streets as authoritative. The tourist police presence in Old San Juan is visible and competent. While outside that zone, you are relying on your own judgment. Old San Juan itself is where most crew will end up spending the bulk of their day, and there is more to see than the half day it usually takes to walk through. The headline landmark is Castillo San Felipe del Moro, known simply as El Moro, a 16th century Spanish fort sitting at the northwestern tip of the islet with the open Atlantic on one side and the harbor entrance on the other. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, the most visited landmark in San Juan, and easy to spend an hour or two inside. The other half of the UNESCO listing is Castillo San Cristobal, the larger of the two forts and a slightly later addition, built to defend the city from a land attack. For crew with time for only one, El Moro has the better views, while San Cristobal has the more elaborate tunnels and chambers. The official residence of the governor of Puerto Rico is La Fortaleza, which is also the oldest executive mansion in continuous use in the Americas. Guided tours are available on weekdays when there is no official event, and the interior is more interesting than the exterior suggests. A few minutes from the pier is the Cathedral of San Juan Bautista, one of the oldest cathedrals in the Americas, with the tomb of Juan Ponce de Leon inside. It is free to enter and worth the stop, even for crew who are not in the market for sightseeing. Running along the southern wall of the old city is the Paseo de la Princesa, a short waterfront promenade that ends at a bronze fountain near the harbor entrance. It is flat, shaded in parts, and pleasant enough to spend 15 minutes on. Calle del Cristo is a cobblestone street running through the old town, ending at the Capilla del Cristo a small chapel built in the 18th century. The walk itself is the main attraction, and the chapel is a quiet stop at the end of it. The main square of Old San Juan is the Plaza de Armas, ringed by the city hall, cafes, and a couple of historical buildings, a reasonable place to sit for half an hour with a coffee. If there is still time at the end of the day, the cigar shops, paper stores, and small art galleries scattered through the old town are worth wandering through. The character of San Juan is more in the small streets and the courtyards than in any single landmark. San Juan rewards an early start. Whether the day is spent in the old city or split between Old San Juan and the mall, the long port hours leave room for both.